AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. World Central Kitchen founder, Chef Jose Andres, calling for an independent investigation into the deadly IDF strikes that killed seven of his aid workers in Gaza, telling ABC's This Week.
There's way too many cases now of humanitarians dying. Many civilians, women, children, that the only thing they did was trying to get close by to somewhere that they were giving them flour or bread.
A top Iranian military advisor today warned Israel that none of its embassies were safe following a strike in Damascus last week blamed on Israel that killed 12 people. Tomorrow, President Biden expected to unveil his latest effort at fulfilling a campaign promise on student loan forgiveness. His first try struck down by the Supreme Court. A three-year-old girl shot in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood on Saturday afternoon. Police say the girl found her father's unsecured gun and shot herself in the eye. The child is listed in extremely critical condition. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. April is Autism Month. Mike Moan reports on efforts for more acceptance and inclusion.
The CDC says 1 in 36 children around the U.S. has autism spectrum disorder. Rates are much higher than a decade ago, and support organizations hope Wisconsin communities do more to make individuals feel welcome, including adults on the spectrum. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Not only do advocates want to empower those with a diagnosis to live their fullest possible lives, but they also ask those around them to learn more about it. Katie Hess of the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin says there are some key practices to keep in mind.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
And that acceptance doesn't happen only at home or school. Workplaces also are encouraged to foster more inclusiveness, with nearly 60% of people with autism now employed after receiving vocational services. Their advocates say these individuals have many strengths, and asking them about their needs creates a better environment for them. Symptoms of autism can vary widely for each person on the spectrum, including how they interact with others. Hess says whether the individual is considered high need or low need, having the public pay more attention to the evolution of this disorder is vital.
We're learning new information all the time, so certainly reach out to your local chapter, your Autism Society, ask questions.
Her chapter will soon begin offering a training program to organizations about how to become more autism-friendly. That includes being able to identify a person on the autism spectrum and how to best offer ways to help if they disclose their diagnosis. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kept it close, but didn't score until the eighth. The final 5-3 in favor of the Mariners last night. Left-hander D.L. Hall got the start for Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
I was really pleased with D.L. I thought he threw the ball great. You know, there was five potential outs there. That's a great lineup over there. You know what I mean? Like, look at that lineup, one through whatever it is. That's a great lineup. I thought D.L. battled. A leadoff bunt is just a great execution by the kid. And then the blooper into left, you can't do anything about it. It happens. We get our share of bloopers, and then three strike ground balls that got through. Some of them were hit well, so, but still, he didn't panic.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Milwaukee looking to break a three-game losing streak. Tuesday night, they host the first-place Boston Celtics. College basketball, Wisconsin's Bo Ryan has been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ryan coached collegiate basketball around the state for 32 years. Induction ceremonies coming up in August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Madison comedian Johnny Beaner. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and breezy for your Sunday, with highs topping out in the mid-40s. Even some rumbles of thunder around. Southeast winds will gust up around 30 miles per hour. For the overnight, we'll see showers still around. Overnight lows in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson, hew yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh yeah to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby!
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The music of the stars. Johnny Green. MGM, 1957.
I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Thanks for joining us on Tuesday, the end of 31 Days of Oscar. We have one more double feature to go, one final pairing of Oscar-winning or nominated films. Coming up, two soap opera epics released in consecutive years, 1956 and 1957. In a few hours, we'll have one of the seminal melodramas of Hollywood history, a sweeping story of love, family expectations, race, and emotional growth set on a Texas ranch, George Stevens' 1956 Best Picture Oscar nominee, Giant. But first, from MGM in 1957, Elizabeth Taylor, Montgomery Clift, and Eva Marie Saint star in Raintree County. For a time, Raintree County held the title as the most expensive movie ever made, coming in at just under $6 million. Based on the best-selling novel by Ross Lockridge Jr., film is set in fictional Raintree County, Indiana. It's the story of a young man starting with his high school graduation and following him through the end of the Civil War and beyond. Clift plays that young man who finds himself torn between two women, his longtime love, played by Eva Marie Saint, and a newcomer to the county. That's Elizabeth Taylor, earning her first Oscar nomination. Production for Raintree County began in 1956, but a few weeks into production, Clift suffered extensive injuries in a car crash just after leaving a dinner party at Taylor's home. Taylor was one of the first to arrive at the scene of the accident, and she immediately climbed into the wrecked car through the back door and cradled Clift in her arms. Clift was in pretty bad shape, but he managed to motion toward his neck that he couldn't breathe. The impact of the crash had knocked out two of his teeth, and they had lodged in his throat. Without flinching, Elizabeth Taylor reached inside his mouth and pulled the teeth out, holding him until the ambulance arrived. Clift's face was badly damaged in the accident. He had a broken jaw, a broken nose, and those missing teeth. Production on the film was shut down for 8 weeks while he recovered. As you watch, you may note close-ups that seem to favor the right side of Clift's face, as the left still showed some effects of his injuries. From 1957, directed by Edward Dimitrik, also with Lee Marvin and Agnes Moorehead, featuring an Oscar-nominated score from Johnny Green, Raintree County.
Startling intimacy to its striking panorama of momentous events and its challenging theme, Raintree County presents a love story as daring and frank as any ever filmed.
When I told you I was going to have a baby, I lied. I'm not going to have a baby. I lied because I wanted you more than anything else I've ever wanted in my life. Johnny, I'd better go. It's getting late. We both better go.
Oh, no, you don't.
They say in Raintree County, there's a tree bright with blossoms of gold. But you will find the Raintree's estate of the mind are a dream to enfold. Was there one day with the buds of early May that you came like a flame from the south, and I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew.
The brave who dare, there's
As two girls defied scandal and convention for his love, one, his golden-haired sweetheart from home, the other, the flirtatious beauty from the South, impulsive John Shaughnessy was lured by lies to adventure that took him down the Broad River to New Orleans, with its brilliant parties, its spirited women, and its ugly whispers.
Oh, but Susanna.
Well, why do you suppose she didn't marry down here?
I guess the folks down here know too much about her. Don't you hear me?
Elizabeth Taylor achieves new maturity and power as a dramatic actress in the tempestuous role of Susanna, who could not down the secret in her past.
What can I do?
What happened that night?
Raintree County spans a wide range of absorbing entertainment, gripping emotional impact, ecstatic romance.
Because of the serious injuries Montgomery Cliff suffered in a car accident during production, Raintree County was shut down for 8 weeks. During that time, Elizabeth Taylor began a relationship with producer Mike Todd. By the time the company was back to work on location, Todd was sending expensive gifts to Taylor on a chartered plane. They married shortly after shooting was completed. Todd was Taylor's third husband. Their marriage lasted just over a year, ending with Todd's death in a plane crash, a trip Taylor was supposed to take with him.
Music from Raintree County, Johnny Green, on the Music of the Stars. a master of music. Born in Far Rockaway, New York. He got into Harvard at age 15. Got a master's, but not music. English lit. And he went to Wall Street, had a brief stint. And he wrote Body and Soul, I Cover the Waterfront, Easy Come, Easy Go. This movie is his only major score. Never again would he produce anything comparable. Some of the music, and they shoot horses, don't they? His music catalog had some of the scores in there. Johnny Green died at his home in Beverly Hills, 1989. Songs about rain, haven't we? Frank Sinatra. It'll be 70 tomorrow.
My eyes are dry, my love. Since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love. Though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who clings to his pride. But when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart. Was a toy, only a game to you. How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes that I hear the sound of rain in my heart from the tears that I hide. Though it
Listen to the sounds of Winnipeg.
We will be hosting a worldwide contest to determine which nation's music truly deserves to be called the saddest in the world.
And they're off.
Get up, get your boots on. Hurry up, hurry up. Time's a-wasting if you're not tasting.
Sadness is just happiness turned on its ass. It's all showbiz.
One down, two down, three down, four. All of this so-swept town we swore to be true.
I'm not an American. I'm an infomaniac.
Give me more of that.
Always make me cry. He said he had to work, so I went to the show alone. They turned down the lights and turned the projector on. And just as the news of the world started to begin, I saw my darling and my best friend walk in. Though I was sitting there, they didn't see. And so
sad movies.
You're so late getting home from the office.
Julie London.
Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a dry martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day to guess who I saw today, my dear. I went in town to shop around for something new. And thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. I'd seen a most attractive French cafe and bar. Showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and when my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Who I saw today, my dear. I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly for the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw? I saw
you.
That's from New Faces of 1952. Heavy. Here's Jack Jones. From Oliver. Lionel Bart wrote that. Perry Como, 1952.
Why did you leave me when I need you so? Why did you leave me? My heart wants to know. We had the world and there were dreams to spare. Why must we close our castles in the air? Please be fair. Look in your heart, dear. What do you see? Must be one dream left there for me. For how can I go on knowing we're apart, dear? Why did you leave me? The world, and there were dreams to spare. Why must we close our castles in the air? Please be fair. Look in your heart, dear. What do you see? Must be one dream left there for me. For how can I go on knowing we're apart, dear? Why did you leave me?
With the great Mitchell Ayers Orchestra. Mitch is from Milwaukee. And Perry, Pierino Cuomo, is a real name. What a barber. No, he was. I think I've got some songs where he cuts hair. Let me look. This is Jack Jones. I've done this before, but not this version. It's live at the Sands in Las Vegas.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. She stood there in its meaning. It's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting.
Flint.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure and your dreams are mine. 'Cause I love. Just right for me.
Shelby Flint. Who's got a purer voice than Shelby? Here's Jack Jones in an interview.
But we have a legend. The legend that is, of course, the wonderful Mr. Jack Jones. He's got a brand new album out. He's on tour here in the UK. And I urge everybody to go along and see him. Remember, though, Jack.
That's right, Neil. If you miss it, you'll miss out.
So don't miss Jack today on your entertainment news. So, Jack, lovely to finally meet you in the flesh. I've seen you many times in concert. And I have to say, very thrilled. You've got this wonderful new album. Now, it's a combination of two of my favourite singers. So how did that come around for you? I mean, I know he was a fan, and you're obviously a fan, but how did you pick the songs? Because that's a tough call, isn't it?
I went backwards. I started with the songs that I knew I couldn't do. Yes. You couldn't follow Frank singing My Way.
Yeah.
What are you going to call it? My Way, My Way? No. So then there was New York, New York. Can't do that. But what I did was I asked myself, why am I making this album? Because I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to even go there. But I decided that this, if not now, when? And I'm not going to be around on his 200s, you know? So I chose songs that were from my high school days when I first became an admirer of his work. Yeah. And he became my teacher.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't know it, but he was teaching me.
Yeah. I have to say, you've got an incredible career, but you're kind of showbiz family. I mean, your father was incredibly successful. Did you know you were always going to do this? Or was it something that, you know, like when you're growing up and you think, I might try and be something else? Or was it just inevitability that you were going to be?
No, I was singing all the time. And I didn't know in high school, in early high school years, that's what I wanted to do. But I kept doing it, and I kept acting as well. And then when Nancy Sinatra, who's a buddy of mine, still is, said, hey, Jonesy, are you going to the assembly at 3? I said, well, yeah, I guess we don't have to go to class, but I got to go, you know, or I'll have to go study. She said, I said, what's going on? And she says, my father's singing. He came to school and sang for us. And when I saw that show, and Ray Anthony, who was still a friend of mine, was the band, I said, okay, that's what I want to do the rest of my life.
But also, you know, you are, as they describe, a singer. And the thing is, what I like about you and a lot of singers of your ilk are, and you've hit the nail on the head, being an entertainer is not an easy life. But in some respects, it helps you perform the songs. Because if you're singing about heartbreak, unrequited love, you know, being in love, you kind of have to know all those facets of being the down and out guy. It's not going well, you know, that sort of stuff.
My first manager was a former singer. His name was Jack Leonard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was the guy that sang, Marie, the dawn is breaking. That was his one hit. And he got drafted. And so he went away, and the guy that replaced him with the Dorsey Band was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
So when Jack came back, he didn't have a career anymore, so he became a manager. And we got together. He said, I'd like to manage you. And I said, that's great. He said, now, you sing great, but you need to know, to understand what you're singing about. And so you need to fall in love. And I said, okay, I'll see what I can do.
In your innocence.
And boy, did I see what I could do. So then, I met a girl. It wasn't love, but we thought it was. And I got all excited. I said, hey, I got it. I think I got it. I know what you're saying now, and I have those feelings. And he said, that's great, Jack. That's wonderful. Now, if she'd only leave you, then you'd know.
Jack Jones. Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. Back to you. The love boat soon we'll be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love, it's love. Yeah, love. Soon we'll be making another run. The love.
She did.
Yeah, but it's true.
And she did, and yeah. She did, and she kept leaving me.
I was also watching this wonderful footage on the internet of you with the wonderful Judy Garland. Now, you're only a young boy here, and you're looking very debonair, and but very self-assured for somebody so young. You look very confident. Were you confident then, or was that an act? Because you come on that stage, and it's brilliant, you know? But I'm thinking, you're young, this is a big, big star, and, you know, you do these duets and you don't look at all. In fact, she looks more nervous than you. Was that the case?
Well, that was her charm. Everybody always was on the edge of their chairs hoping she'll hit that note. She drew us in with that, and I knew her pretty well.
Thank you.
see you again whenever spring breaks through again.
Show.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing. Lover, where can you be? To me, I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm
the music of the stars. Stand by for CBS News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Stick around. One more solid hour on most of these civic
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.